DJ, drop a beat.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Those people are the freaks, man.
Bryce.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
James.
I am sick and tired of everyone telling me I'm confused.
Big Jim.
I told you. What did I tell you? Didn't I tell you? Because I told you.
Samantha.
I am going to have regular sex with you whether you like it or not.
Not another podcast.
Welcome to Not Another Podcast. My name is James.
I am Bryce.
Over there is
Big Jim from the other side of the coast coming at you.
Coming at you.
And we're back, guys. Coast. We're all together. This is our first official show of 2017.
With everybody.
And it could be our very last.
Yeah. No.
Because as...
On the darkest of days.
As we are...
the tiny, tiny fingers are getting closer to that nuclear button.
Yeah.
My only hope... is that those hands do not have enough power to press that button all the way.
Well, the fingers are so tiny, there's not a lot of... Well, the fingers are tiny, but there's a lot of muscle in them from all the tweeting.
Yes.
Oh, yeah,
if he uses his thumbs, I mean, he'll crack that board in half.
He could jam on that! It is a scary, scary day. But we're going to get into that in a moment. Guys, I have a letter here that is just too good.
From Trump?
Just... Yeah, Trump wrote me.
That's weird.
Concerned
about
it. It's
a cease and desist letter.
This is, now, my wife and I get these letters 4 to 5 times a year.
Interesting.
And they're always written by little kids. I'm going to read this verbatim.
Okay.
Because clearly, I think this is like child labor, like in China, but here in the States.
Is it like a
and
please?
It's just to get more.
Is it like a please help me? I am being held captive in like an underground mine, and there's a archaeologist.
Let me read it. Let me read the letter, and let's see what you guys think.
Okay.
To Brianne and James.
Okay.
My name is Pill McGinnis.
Pill.
Pill.
Look at it. Does it look like Pill? You know, I just realized it could be Jill.
I like Pill. Let's go with Pill.
That is.
Let's
that
go
is
with
some
Pill.
Really good writing for a. I'll let you read the letter. And we'll go
My name
over
is
it.
Pill McGinnis, and 9 attend the North Congregation of Jehovah's Witnesses.
Wait, my name is Pill, and what?
And 9.
Like eight.
I think Pill meant 9? To say I'm Pill McGinnis, and I'm 9 years old.
Okay.
Because that is some really good writing for a 9-year-old.
Yeah.
I mean, that looks like adult handwriting.
Well, that's why I think it might be Jill McGinnis.
Well,
because girl handwriting is always, always better than boys.
Easy way to figure it out. Easy way to figure it out.
It is, but it's true.
Is there a tiny little heart above the eye in Pill or Jill?
It's not a heart, okay. But it does,
it does look like a
penis.
Crucifix.
Okay. Well, then maybe, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. Anyway, so she's 9.
Anyway, so...
She's 7 of 9.
Pill is 9, and
maybe
attends
that's
the
number of child. Child number 9.
Child number 9.
Yeah.
Like 11 from Stranger Things?
Or maybe
yeah.
or maybe the 9th wife?
Oh.
It could be the 9th wife. Look at Bright. No, that's Mormons. This is Jehovah's Witness.
I don't know the Jehovah's...
I don't know if they take multiple
crazy.
Wives.
I doubt it, but...
Okay, so the reason I am writing to you is because you live in a restricted area.
Oh. Dun, dun, dun.
And I wanted to share the enclosed Bible-based tract with you. If you would like to learn about God and his purpose for mankind by having a free home Bible study, you can request a visit to demonstrate how study is done. And then they give information to contact them. Sincerely yours. And then they don't even sign it. Pill didn't sign his name or her name.
Yeah, this is definitely adult handwriting.
Here's my thought, though. I feel like I should send this person copies of our religious shows.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Do not do that.
No, do that. No,
why?
Come on. If they're gonna,
I don't want to end up in jail for the shit we say.
Maybe I should have the Bible study, but before we get into that, I would say, look, before we get into why you, the reason for you being here. I have something you should listen to.
You should invite him over for a study in the law.
Yeah.
Just watch their head explode. I bet you'll never get one of the... Actually, you'd probably get twice as many if you said...
Oh, probably, yeah.
No.
Because this person needs to be saved!
It's funny because there's actually a Jehovah's Witness Kingdom Hall maybe a stone's throw from my house that I'm living in currently. There's a huge...
Yeah, I have one down
the street.
How close
is it to the meat factory?
Well, the Jehovah's Witness is close to the river.
Because you could have them come over to give you a Bible study while you make them dinner.
No, they attempted...
You guys like brisket?
They attempted to come to our house once when I was a very little child. They knocked on our door, and my mom was... she was home alone with me.
Jim answered the door covered in blood.
Well, no, I was just a little kid. I was just a little kid at the time. So, you know, just, you know...
Even better.
Yeah. But no, my mom answered the door, and there had been a pretty bad snowstorm. So, like, travel was almost non-existent. My mom was going a little, like, cabin fever crazy and was desperate to have a conversation with another adult, you know, that didn't involve, like, Scooby-Doo characters or various, you know... I don't understand why Transformers and GoBots can't get along, Jim. Just let me fucking sleep. Like... just tormenting the poor woman. And so when there's a knock at the door, you know, my mom opens it, and there are these two snow-covered Jehovah's Witnesses that are like, you know, we would like to come in and talk to you. My mom's like, please God, yes. And like she grabs both of them by the chest and yanks them in the house, you know. And they're like, wow, people usually, you know, like spit on us or like, you know,
slam the door.
They immediately start looking for exits.
I throw bags of dog exits.
This is my house, but I will burn this fucker down to get away from you guys.
Yeah, you know, or be best. So, you know, they came in, and you know, I'm of course jacked up on 9 different colors of sugar, and you know, my mom is like there, and like her hair's not done, and she's got no makeup on, and she's got like 2 different socks on, and she's just like frazzled, but like desperate for other human contact. Like I've got her at her wit's end. And so they're just like, yeah, so thank you very much for allowing us into your home. It's a very lovely home, yada yada yada. And of course I start in with like you remember that scene from Uncle Buck when like towards the beginning of the movie, it's Macaulay Culkin and Buck and they're sitting at the table and like yeah, like one after another, and like,
oh, he just Doug start. You just
all that he can just sort of answer them just as quickly. He's like, what's your record for most consecutive questions asked?" Like, 38. He's like, "Okay, it's gonna be a long day." And so, I'm just like, you know, who's
you
Jehovah,
have no idea.
And like, you know, why is this and why is that, and you know,
did yeah, you actually witness it?
What did you witness? Is it like that movie where like Harrison Ford molested me and like it just got weird? But literally, like, it got to a point rather quickly where the two were like, you know what, maybe we'll come back another time. And we made, and they have never been back since. Like, and we moved. We moved, and we're closer
don't
now
go to, that
to
house.
Their kingdom hall than we were before. But they know, you know, they don't put any, they don't put shit on our fucking screen door. They don't, like, knock on, they don't leave it, they don't send us letters. So, yeah, if you attack them, because... You know, when you just say no enough times, they're hoping for that one time that you say yes, and at that point your will is so broken that you'd be more likely to kind of come and join them. But if you welcome them into your home and show them just what a horrible mistake they have done by interrupting you during a blood sacrifice, during like, the right solstice, they talk. They will let other people know that is at the house to fucking knock on.
See, I think Jim, you're right. I think having them come over and recording it and just say, look, I'd like to record this for posterity, give them the microphones, and then just hound them with questions, the same questions we asked during all of our religious shows, and just see what
is
kind of
is the mustard
answers.
Seed the smallest seed? Are,
how do you plant
are bats
celery
birds?
Seed? I don't get it.
Where do you even get celery seeds?
What
I've seen celery veins.
What
are the seeds
the
in the veins?
Or the egg? And did Jesus eat it? Is that why it's not around anymore?
Why chocolate eggs and bunnies at Easter? Shouldn't it be a crucified
so
Jesus?
If the Holy Ghost got shot, if the Holy
with
Ghost
raspberry
got
blood
shot
filling?
With a proton pack, could the Ghostbusters put it in their containment unit? I mean, these are all reasonable questions. They just need to be answered. So, no, you should put a microphone like right next to them and just put a small cue card in front of the microphone that says witness. Be like, there we are. Just I'm gonna make sure that I don't miss any of your finer points here. So, but no, when I moved to Portland, which is strange because you rarely see them here in Lancaster, even though they've got, like I said, this huge Kingdom Hall that they all meet at. And I've lived here most of my life, except for those 15 years I was in Portland. There's this huge parking lot right next to it. I've never seen one fucking car parked there. Like, not even.
It's because the Jehovah's Witnesses aren't allowed to own cars.
The thing, too, is when I'm...
Not unlike the Amish.
They can use cars, they just can't use the combustion engine, so they have to get, like, a horse-drawn, like, Corolla.
There's a lot of Flintstone-type cars.
Fuck it, we could go to the movies, or we could just stay here and work on our leg exercises. But, no, when I moved to Portland... That was where I met the most amount of Jehovah's Witnesses. If you remember the old Marconi show days, we had this girl that would come on every Friday, Hot Haley. And she was smoking, still is, smoking hot. And she worked for a car dealership and everything else. And this is going to sound bad, but she seemed like a normal girl. And then, like, during one of the shows, we got on the topic of Jehovah's Witnesses. And she said, yeah, I was raised Jehovah's Witness. And it's never, I am currently a practicing Jehovah's Witness. It was always.
Because you get out of it as soon as you
fucking
can.
Being a kid and Christmas time comes. We don't get a tree. We don't get a fucking stocking. We don't get gift one. Your birthday comes around. Sorry, Gary, it's just a fucking Tuesday. I don't give a shit.
Yeah. It's another fucking day.
When I was in fifth grade, my best friend was a Jehovah's Witness, and he didn't understand it. Like, you know, he was raised, and he just didn't understand. And he was like, he couldn't play with me whenever I played, whenever I had, like, action figures. Like, he wasn't allowed to play with Star Wars action figures or G.I. Joe action figures. And he didn't understand why.
I'm intrigued now. Why would you not be able to?
I have no idea. I asked him about it. When we were at school, he would totally play, you know, if I brought action figures to school or something. Totally, totally into it. But he couldn't take them home. He couldn't, like, it was weird. Like, and any time I asked him about it, like, he had no answer.
They can't do blood transfusions, so they can't have any.
Wow.
Any.
There is a very nice young married couple who. Is the they do the maintenance at the building
in the restricted zone.
Very nice couple, and like Jim said, they seem normal. but the first time I learned that they were Jehovah's Witnesses, I was asking about their weekend, and they were going to this big rally at Memorial Coliseum for Jehovah's Witnesses. I was like, and my first thought was, they do rallies? are there motorcycles?
Is it like Sturgis? Red Bull? Like, you know, there's like, is there motocross involved?
Like, I didn't understand. And then, like, when Dave Anderson died, I was really upset by it. And it was Dave Anderson died, and then someone else I knew had died, like, right on top of that. And the lady was very nice, and she talked to me and stuff. And if she had just left it at that, it would have been perfect. But she went out to her car and got me a couple of pamphlets.
Let me cram my religion down your throat when you're at your most vulnerable.
Yeah, I'm like, and at that time I knew she was Jehovah's Witness. So every time she said something about God, I just kind of let it pass. I was like, but then she got the pamphlets, and it was like, I don't want to throw them away in front of you, but I'm going to throw these away.
You're going to find them in the trash? Oh, wait, no, you don't.
Next
do the
week, you're going to see
these. We'll see them in the garbage.
They're the ones, I believe they're the ones that leave those little comic books, like those tiny little things like on the bus or like, you know,
The Watchtower.
I think Watchtower is Christian. I think it's a Christian publication.
No, it is. It might be now, but it used to be Jehovah's Witness.
We have the internet at our fingertips.
Yeah, why don't we find that out?
We can consult.
If only there were some way to get that. I don't know what to do about this letter. I really feel like I need to respond to it just so they'll stop writing. But how to respond? Maybe, you know what I should do? I should just send them naked pictures. Send them Slayer lyrics?
Yeah. It works on,
I'll just send the lyrics to Dead Skin Mask. No, Disciple. God hates us all.
Make it seem like a poem conversation. Don't just sort of like, you know, chorus and verse, because they're going to pick up on that rather quickly. Here's what you do: you write back.
Jehovah's Witnesses don't listen to music.
So the girls,
just like gingers, don't have souls.
It's common knowledge.
Everyone knows that.
No, so her name was Bill McGillicuddy or whatever the fuck it was. Okay, you write back.
It is like, now.
I think it's McGinnis. Right, like McGinnis,
yeah, Pill McGinnis. I can't. I honestly can't tell if it's.
I think
Bill,
it's Jill.
Pill or well, Jill. I think it's Jill too.
Yeah.
They're just really bad Jehovah's Witnesses, so I'm thinking it's going to be Pill because only Jehovah can have a J, even though it's not spelled that way. Anyway, so you write back to Pill McGillicuddy as tablet logger or whatever the
actually,
fuck.
Actually, no,
you want
I think
to.
It just is write a back P. And,
see, I think it's Pell because it looks like an E next to it, but there's it's
but there's
dying.
A,
trying
to get yeah, there's an I here. Over
just,
it.
Just trying to kick in the door. I got this bit that I keep try firing, trying to get in there.
Look, we're forensically looking at this letter. It could
Seal
unlock
Team
the secrets of the
there,
universe.
Right?
Damn it!
It might have the secret to the universe.
We'll never
it
know.
Could.
We'll never know. No, sorry.
You must let Yahweh into your heart.
There's only diabetes and pulmonary plaque that I will allow build up in my heart. No room for Jesus, sorry. But no, you just write them back as a little child, and then like you gradually kind of work in, like, you know.
Yeah, my handwriting looks like a child.
A kid
so
with
that'd
autism. Or cerebral palsy, one or the other. But no, you sort of
wow, and I no longer have to buy Jim any gifts.
I'm just trying to think,
ever.
Like, if you're trying to shoehorn in something like, you know, I had a dream that I was confronted with Yahweh, and the angels were singing, and there was music, and he invited me to dance.
And it sounded like the last Slayer concert
there,
I went
to. For fuck's sake. Jesus fucking wet. Thank you.
I'll unplug his mic.
No, so you just sort of work in the fact that, you know, Jesus is there and there's music playing and he invited me to dance with the dead in my dream. And then just sort of, I mean, I would listen, you know, I would put my ear to the sky and I would listen to all of the hollowed screams and celebration, just sort of like weaving in there. So you could foreseeably shoehorn in like a Slayer influence. And if you show interest, they got to write back. I think it's in their bylaws.
I could hear the glory, the whole of his glory.
And we went on and on.
Here we are.
South of heaven.
We are just his disciples. South of heaven, north of glory. I mean, fuck, man. Give me like an afternoon. I'll fucking bust you out a whole album of letters.
And then Jesus said unto me, God hates us
that
all.
That don't follow him. See, you got thrown a little bit at the end. Yeah.
I never wanted to be a disciple.
There's got
to
be one or two kind of like, you know, obviously they're not into the whole Jehovah's Witness thing anymore. Yeah.
And then it began raining blood.
See? Yeah, there's got to be a couple of guys that are there that are not just...
And he called upon his war ensemble.
And so they just—they're pretending to be Jehovah's Witnesses, but they're obviously not feeling it anymore. So they just decide to, well, I'm going to listen to Slayer, and then they're going to read that letter and be like, "All right, this guy's with it. He understands. All right, you're going to have some beers with this guy."
Troll him.
Oh yeah,
you should start trolling that hall.
You know, speaking of trolling,
do you have a troll?
We have a troll.
Oh,
in chief.
In chief. We have a troll in chief, guys. And this is not... Brody, don't eat my homework.
He doesn't eat homework.
As we are speaking, talking about ways of trolling Jehovah's Witnesses,
we
a
are
troll
being trolled
is
by
taking
the
oath
troll.
Of office.
A troll, though? I mean, really?
Oh, my God. No, really, he's more of
he's
an
got the
Oompa Loompa.
So, like, an Oompa Loompa fucked, like... I don't know what Middle
orange.
Earth creature has the smallest hands. I mean, would that be like an imp of some sort, something that's got little big man syndrome?
If only J.R.R. Tolkien was still alive, we could ask him. Dude, who in Middle-earth has the smallest hands?
Yeah.
His reply would be Trump.
Well, I'm sure he's just like, I had a nightmare that this, you know, horrible golem-like creature was in control of the country, and then, you know, like Nostradamus, years later, his dream vision came true. But you guys said that you didn't watch the inauguration, is that correct?
No, I was actually on my way to get out of here for this.
And I just didn't care to.
It's a nightmare, guys.
I felt the need to watch it just because of the fact that, you know, it's something...
Well, God bless you for sacrificing your eyes and ears.
One of us has to suffer to bring this.
Well, why does it always got to be Jim, though?
It's made to suffer. It's my lot in life. But seriously, if my eyes could vomit, they were trying so hard to just be out of my head. It chilled me to the bone watching him come out from wherever. No, from the very back
of the closet,
from like the White House to the podium for the whole swearing-in ceremony, and they had this far away shot of the White House and the lawn and everything else, and it didn't happen. But I was really expecting it to have like the giant flags of Cobra to sort of like come descending down the sides, and then like, you know, Trump's face shimmers and he turns into Zartan. Like, no human face is obviously that pigment. It had to be Zartan the whole fucking time.
Oh, if only. That would make his presidency... To me, that would make his presidency more interesting. I got to tell you guys, I've been reading a lot of articles this week. The confidence level that people have in him has dropped so dramatically in just the last month.
He has the lowest... approval of an incoming president in like 40
George Bush
or 70
Jr. is just
years
like, yes!
or something.
And that's quite a feat.
Yeah, I know.
W's like, finally, someone worse than me.
I'm not the worst president.
Uncle Dick, check it out. People like me again.
Go away. No, it's...
I told you never to call
me
again.
It was... seriously, as I'm sitting here... And I'm watching, you know, and there's a procession. Obviously, Obama and his family and his cabinet come out, and W was there, and like even with no sound. No, he was.
Did he look sad?
The guy danced at a
fucking
funeral.
Please tell me he looks sad.
For was it the military military guys that died or whatever it was when Obama and Michelle and W and his wife were there. And everybody else is all like,
I remember
death
that.
And everything. And there's Bush, and he's just like dancing. Hey, I like this song. What is this? Oh, it's a sad song.
It's Taps. Shit.
But no, even without the sound, and they show him there, everybody else is kind of solemn, or at least that may be sad, but very serious because it's a serious situation. Except for W, where there's a party going on in his head 24/7. Like, he got a hold of that Nyborg from Heavy Metal, the movie, that weird space cocaine that they were doing at one point. And he's snorting up the Nyborg so that there's an ongoing party for the rest of time. And he even did, like, that little, like, you know, that shaky, like, that that kind of, like, Weasley laugh thing that he does. I had completely forgotten about that because I had 8 years of this country slowly being knitted back together and, like, dug out of the debris that was left when Obama took office, and, you know, as soon as I saw him, I was right back there. It's like seeing somebody that used to bully you or, like, just make your life shit every single fucking day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and all of a sudden, like, you're right PTSD. Back there. All of a sudden, you're like, I just want to fucking kill you with hammers, like, all day, every day.
Every hammer. All the hammers I want to use.
Hatred and that bile retracted, and I realized... It's not there anymore because somebody else has reached down and removed and pulled up Thor's hammer of, you know, wrecking, and it's fucking Trump in his tiny little doll hands. And now he's the one that when I hear his name or see his face or someone mentions him in conversation, regardless of what comes afterwards, my stomach is already churning in knots and I'm feeling the pangs of an onset anxiety attack.
And here is the thing. Here is the scariest thing about him. Is that he is not going to be running this country.
No.
He's not.
His cabinet and the vice president
exactly.
are.
Exactly. Yep. And he's setting it up in such a way so that if anything fails, he will never take the blame.
Of course.
Yep.
He is. I read an article the other day, or yesterday, in fact, and I was telling Bryce about this before we got on here. They Politico, which is one of the best political news sites to go to, hands down. And I want to make a commitment between the three of us this year that whenever we talk about news,
we vet the stories.
Yes.
Yeah. I agree.
I don't want to perpetuate fake news or
we
clickbait.
Will very clearly state
that we don't know for sure.
It's unsubstantiated.
Yes.
Like the files that came out about Trump and golden showers in Russia. It's unsubstantiated.
Oh, no, all that's true. I've seen the video.
I'm slowly pushing myself.
I hope they release that video.
But yeah, so can we, as a podcast, as friends, make sure that whenever we talk about news, we vet it through a couple of sources just for our own edification so we're not spreading potential rumor and lie.
Yeah.
I don't want us to become a news
clearly
podcast.
We've got the chops for that. Yeah.
We do talk about what's going on. I don't want to perpetuate clickbait. I don't want to perpetuate the cycle that led to us getting Trump as president.
Yeah.
So, with that said, I have in front of me an open letter to Donald Trump from the press corps. And I'm not going to read the whole thing because it's pretty long, but let me just read the first couple of paragraphs and we'll take a pause and see if we want to continue.
Fuck you.
Dear Mr. President-elect, in these final...
Please let me start. Yeah, that's fine.
And that's it. That's
all
it said.
Pretty short and concise. Got to use small words when dealing with you.
In these...
Yeah. Keep it simple.
In these final days before your inauguration, we thought it might be helpful to clarify how we see the relationship between your administration and the American press corps. It will come as no surprise that we see the relationship as strained. Reports over the last few days that your press secretary is considering pulling news media offices out of the White House are the latest in a pattern of behavior that has persisted throughout your campaign. You've banned news organizations from covering you. You've taken to Twitter to taunt and threaten individual reporters and encourage your supporters to do the same. You've advocated for looser libel laws and threatened numerous lawsuits of your own, none of which have materialized. You've avoided the press when you could and flouted the norms of pool reporting in regular press conferences. You've ridiculed a reporter who wrote something that you didn't like because he has a disability. All of this, of course, is your choice and, in a way, you're right. While the Constitution protects the freedom of press, it doesn't dictate how the president must honor that. Regular press conferences are enshrined in the document. But while you have every right to decide your ground rules for engaging with the press, we have some too. It is, after all, our airtime and column inches that you are seeking to influence. We, not you, decide how best to serve our readers, listeners, and viewers. So think of what follows as a background on what to expect from us over the next 4 years. It kind of sounds to me like the press is declaring war on the Trump presidency.
I think what they're saying is you have a right to not do this, but we have an obligation to get the story out to the public.
Exactly.
Because they are there kind of as another check to the presidential power.
And that leads into something interesting. Again, I was telling you, last Sunday I watched a half an hour of Anderson Cooper and Kellyanne Conway going round
and
round.
So how did you not have a shotgun in your mouth that entire time?
I didn't have a shotgun.
Okay.
But I was looking for sharp objects to stick into my ears.
The roof of his mouth is littered with airsoft pellets, but that's about...
So I gotta say that Kellyanne Conway, she missed the boat by not becoming the press secretary. Instead, she wants to be an advisor to the president.
She
and
wants
I think
to
that's
have
a
more
mistake.
Influence.
Yeah, and the thing is she's not going to have that much because he's not going to listen to her.
Woman,
I think she just wants to be close to him.
I Seriously, she could be like the most intelligent woman on the planet. Clearly not. And again, I got
She's like Sarah Palin part
like
two.
She's like the Sarah Palin like T-1000 equivalent. Like the first model was clunky, and you know she.
Sarah Palin seriously
was like clunky and like you know covered in rubber. You know, kind of like the first Terminators where they were easily spotted, and then like the
Kellyanne Conway is like the Schwarzenegger. She's you know, the T-800, is what you're saying.
This, we're going to get hit with like the real McCoy, the T-1000. Yeah, and you know the
Palin models were easy to spot.
It stands for fucking Trump. It's the Trump 1000. It's going to be.
Oh Jesus Christ!
Skynet
no!
is going to be like at the top of Trump Tower, which is going to have a giant cobra symbol coming off of it. You know, and then like there's going to be like trouble bubbles coming out of the eyes.
I gotta tell you, guys, I gotta tell you, I was amazed at how well Kellyanne Conway could avoid answering questions.
Kind of like Trump's cabinet picks.
Dude, she, like, Anderson asked her point blank several times about these, the supposed 2 pages about the Russian hacking stuff. She admitted to not being into the briefing. Yet she answered the questions as if she knew for a fact that those pages were not included on the intelligence briefing. But then she admitted that she didn't know. But then she swore that they were not on there. But she didn't know. And then she kept attacking CNN, Anderson and CNN, for reporting and linking to BuzzFeed, which they clearly did not do.
I have no idea what's on those
but
reports.
She had,
I can tell you what's not on there. I have zero idea, but I know what's not on there. Like, how the fuck can you have it both goddamn way? We're not as retarded as you are.
She is fucking amazing at dodging the
judo, man. Like,
the truth.
What was I watching recently?
She is a master. Yeah. She is like a 10th
like
level
fucking,
master at
Neo
verbal
in the Matrix.
Judo.
Like she's moving at like speeds that the human eye can't even capture. She's so many moves ahead. She's already standing at the gates of hell waiting for the seal to be broken. And we're now we're all playing
catch
up until that point.
She, seriously, I know that the country was ready for a change. No one wanted Hillary Clinton. Democrats got fucked by putting Hillary above Bernie Sanders. Everyone knows that. The thank you, Russia, for hacking the DNC network and showing America that the Democrats are as crooked as Republicans. I'm not going to say that Democrats are better than Republicans one way or the other, because there have been some Republicans who are fucking great. One of them brought forth to Congress a bill to limit Congress term limits.
That guy was crushed
Will
into
it pass?
A small cube and
Fuck
shot
no.
into deep space.
I can't substantiate this, but I think it was Ted Cruz who brought it. And that shocked the shit out of me.
Yeah.
I don't think it was Ted Cruz. I might be mixing it up with another article I read, but I'm almost positive it was a Republican who brought the bill
but
and said
here's
limit
the thing,
Congress.
Though.
Term limits.
Yeah. Oh, without doubt.
That needs to happen. One of the things, and I was talking to someone, this is interesting. I was talking to someone the other day who said that there are people in Congress, John Lewis. Is it John Lewis that Trump was trading bars with
rock.
Recently?
I don't know.
It's the last name is Lewis, but it was the civil rights thing that was going on. That's
I know who you're talking about.
Okay. Apparently, this guy, Lewis, was a civil rights activist like back in the 70s and did some amazing shit. He's been living off of that success since then. He hasn't done shit since then.
Yeah, John Lewis.
Thank you. Okay, so it is John Lewis. Look at me. I remembered something. But that's everyone in Congress. They did something spectacular at one point, and they've been living off of that success, writing it, getting reelected to Congress over and over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And that needs to stop. Congress, I think term limits for Congress needs to be one and a half presidents.
No, I
12
mean,
years.
Fuck that. It should be like 2 years.
Or three presidents.
Or how about this? How about like your usefulness, your livelihood should be completely reflexive upon what you actually accomplish
during your time there. If you can't get the fucking job done, make it like every other job in the country. So that, you know what, you can't just take off 90% of the year because, well, you know, it's...
Well, and here's the other thing. I agree with you, Jim. I really don't think... You should be... Your pay should be based on how well you serve the country. But here's what else I think. It should be illegal for any congressman. If you're in public office, you cannot take any sort of donations or any sort of...
monies. Yeah.
Let's call it payola. Yeah. Because it's fucking payola. These... special interest groups give money for campaign donations or whatever, gifts, and it's completely legal, and it helps these
lobbyists.
Thank you. I'm totally blanking on words here to get their interests passed into law. I think it should be fucking illegal. If you are a public servant, you should be completely unbiased. So no special interest group, no lobbyists, no one can give you any money except the money you earn. So if you make $100,000 a year as a congressman, that's it. Fucking Mitch McConnell has been in office making $100,000 for however long he's been in Congress, and his net worth is a couple million dollars. How the fuck is he earning money on $100,000
Mitch
a year?
Mitch McKinney or McConnell? Yeah, no,
it's fucking McConnell.
Somebody posted, like, he made $24 million in 6 years at a job where he only makes $190,000 a year. How the fuck is that
exactly
possible?
Yeah.
And like, oh, well, he made wise investments. Fuck and you. Unless his dick shoots winning Powerball tickets, ain't no goddamn way in fucking hell. Or maybe insider trading.
This is the guy who is... Yes. This is the guy who is single-handedly spearheading the repeal of Obamacare. They have no replacement for
They've said that if they repeal it like they are planning, the way that they're doing, with nothing to replace it, premiums will go up at least 20 to 25%.
Who's going to be?
Because the market will be unsure. Because it's
And it comes down to this. Insurance companies are paying their congressmen, their Republican congressmen, and the Republicans are so drunk with power right now because they have the White House and they have Congress.
Yeah.
There's no checks and balances right now.
Well, here's what's fucked up. Like, people were saying, like,
it's a fucking shitstorm.
It's 2018 in November. That's the next time we're able to vote for the Senate, for to get all the people out of the Senate that we don't want, the House and the Senate, all those seats are going to be up for grabs. After this fucking election, I mean, fucking first of all, the one with Bush, the first one where it all came down to Florida, and Jeb Bush was like, I guarantee you, my brother's going to be the next president of the United States. Oh, it came down to Florida, your state. And somehow he became the president, even though it was clear Al Gore won it? Interesting. At that point, my faith in fucking the democracy or the voting system, fuck you. I'm sorry. Well, if you don't vote, you don't get a chance to bitch about it or whatever. Fuck you. In all sincerity, you can vote all the fuck you want. And it comes down to the Electoral College, which is bought and fucking paid for. And even then, I don't know, maybe another country just decides that they're going to fucking just tap in there and have that proven and have that make that a goddamn lick of fucking difference. So how the fuck is my vote going to make any bit of change happen whatsoever? It's not. It's the illusion that you have.
And we talked about this after.
You might make a fucking difference or a change. And all those are fucking already preordained by whoever the fuck else is up there. You're never going to make it. You're basically run into the goddamn ground. You know who I miss more than anybody else is George fucking Carlin, because that man could see through bullshit like goddamn Superman with X-ray vision. Nothing could get past him, and he could make it seem so obvious. And yet, no one. I mean, he was a prophet more than anything else, and that's why I love and miss him so very much.
Well, and that's why I think the three of us need to step up and. As big a shoes, as big a hole he left in the universe, I think we need to try and fill even a small part of it in any way we can. And I think we need to strive to help people understand how they're being screwed. And I'm not saying that we're going to be full Democrat. I mean, we need to be as unbiased as we can and talk about the system more than the individuals responsible for it. The individuals, we will call them out. Democrat, Republican, Independent, we will call you out when you're fucking up. And there's going to be a lot of that. But the system itself is broken. And it needs to be addressed. The Electoral College made sense when it was first established. It doesn't make sense anymore. It needs to be eliminated completely. The person who runs this country needs to be elected by popular vote.
Yeah, it needs to be every... If every vote supposedly fucking counts, the college needs to be fucking done away with. Period. End of statement.
Exactly.
And until then,
because
you know, why fucking even bother? Why contribute to a broken system in the hopes that, what, maybe this time your vote's going to magically fucking count? It's not. It's not going to, ever.
No, until the Electoral College goes away, your vote does not count. Yeah. I'm sorry, but it just doesn't. We're running out of time here, guys. Our rant went a little bit longer, but Jim suggested something earlier this week, and
like
it's fucking
come out of
genius.
My mouth. That's right, because you can't argue with
genius. Anything.
Can't argue with it.
Not gonna. No, I can't argue with a genius, but I can argue
You'd
with
be a
you.
Fool, my friend.
But since the inauguration happens, Jim's... God damn it, Jim. This was brilliant. Jim suggested that we talk about the songs we would like to hear played at the inauguration.
When Trump couldn't have managed to...
And I came up with quite a list.
Imperial Death March here.
All of us had the Imperial
Death
March. So, or the Imperial March, rather.
That one had to be put on the honorable mention list. Because that was going to be the first one we all jumped to because we're nerds, but...
Yeah, big nerds.
Yeah,
but I came up with some really good ones. I know Jim, you've got a list going, and Bryce, I'm going to assume you.
I
have
got
a list.
Few. Yeah.
Okay. Do we want to go around the room, or do we just want to like
around the room.
One person does their full list? And
I'm good going around the room.
Okay, Jim. Since it's your idea, give us your first song.
Start with one of my own personal favorites from a band that I believe should make a comeback. And that would be Twisted Sister, You're Gonna Burn in Hell. Because that's really what I feel like we're heading towards, you know.
That's a good one.
I just imagine, Dee Snider on the hood of that car, you know, just like, you know, and like the all of us as like a country rallying behind him, and then all of us driving up to the front gates of the White House and demanding that Trump be fucking, you know, set on fire and covered in spiders. So.
Okay, that's a good start.
I'm gonna hop in there and take this next one because I think I got on the same track as him. I got Highway to Hell.
Excellent
by AC/DC.
Oh, nice. Yes. I'm sensing a theme, guys. I'm sensing a theme.
Yeah.
I like it. Okay, this was the first one that came to mind for me. And it's an old one, but it fits here. The Doors, The End. This is the end. Beautiful friend.
If ever there was a song that really kind of succinctly put, and like, you know, it's almost melodic. Like, yes, you know, we're all being ushered into these camps or these.
Yes, the world is about to burn. We're all gonna die. But
the shout, we no longer have the power left to shout or scream. Let us simply sit back and let the velvety tones of Mr. Jim Morrison usher us quickly onto our graves. Yeah.
Exactly. Jim, what do you got next?
Sticking with the same kind of era, I'm going to go with Iron Maiden, Seventh Son of a Seventh Son. Because I feel like, you know, that whole...
I can see that.
You know, this is, you know, biblical. This should have been predicted by someone at some point in time.
Nostradamus actually predicted this. I'm not even joking. I saw an article. He predicted that the 45th president would be the final president.
Yay!
So we got that to look forward to.
What
Bryce, what do you got?
Let's go with Raining Blood by Slayer.
That almost made my list. That almost made my list.
It was between that and Angel of Death.
I've got the End of the World.
That one actually almost
Arnie.
Made my list. You know, but the reason why I didn't go with it is it's a little, the part where he's like, "And I feel fine." I'm like, I don't know if there's enough alcohol or drugs on the planet for me to be.
I don't
okay
feel
with
fine,
that, you know?
But I think it's more that when the end finally happens and you're right on the precipice and you're not going to die, I think everything just kind of floats away. Like, you become like, okay, this is it. There's nothing I can do. I can't fix this.
Yeah. It's
okay. I'm fine. Take me now. Jesus, take the wheel.
No.
That's
no,
not on my list.
I see it more like that scene from, I think it was Deep Impact, where Taya Leone and her dad are standing there waiting for the gigantic tidal wave to basically just engulf them. Like, you know what? This is it. Fuck it. You know, we're not happy. You just hold tight.
Yeah.
And, you know,
yeah.
know that in a matter of seconds, all the pain, all the suffering is going to be gone. You know?
Yeah, it's that it's
yeah,
that
which is
final
what
call.
What brings me to my final selection. It was my first selection, and I think it's really the perfect selection. Taps. Really, when he fucking came out, I mean, the military's already there. You got the military band. Pretty sure they know the fucking song.
We will stand together. We will stand together, and we will salute the burning flag.
Sincerely.
So, my final selection is going to be one that Donald Trump would like to have played. And it is The Hamster Dance from The Hamster Dance website.
And just on continuous loop for the next 4 years. Yeah.
Yes.
He's gonna have W the behind him singing it
some
the whole time.
And dancing.
God, you guys only went with three. Well, I have a ton here. So I'm gonna roll through these.
Oh, I got plenty
just
too.
Selections alone, so.
I know. My next selection is a brand new song, but I think it fits. Ooh, Hardwired
nice.
To Self-Destruct, Metallica.
I'll give that a fucking thumbs up.
Because it not only speaks to Trump himself, but it speaks to everyone who voted for Trump. Because we as a species are hardwired to self-destruct, and we just jumped on the expressway.
Yeah, I actually had a bunch
friend.
Of Metallica songs selected. Leper Messiah was up there, mostly because Trump has the... Well, he has the complexion.
Not really a leper, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I get the Messiah
but
part,
it's like
but...
the whole idea of, like, you know, bowing to this false idol that is... You know, its sole purpose in existence is a falsitude for you to rally behind. And just the whole belief that there's something kind of, you know, holier than thou, you know.
Okay, thank you. I just thought of two Metallica songs I'd like to add to this. Bryce, you got another one?
Oh, I got a ton.
Yeah, hit me with one.
Let's go
Ow,
with...
Ow, that hurt. You didn't actually need to...
Like
oh,
a Boss,
dude.
The Lonely Island.
That's genius. Because I can see him taking a dump on Susan's desk. Yep. So,
like a boss.
I have
except he doesn't go to meetings
I can see
like a
him
boss.
Crying
oh, no,
like a
no.
boss and paying for prostitution sex and then not being able to get it up and
yep. Oh yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Fuck
shoot
a fish.
Myself in the head
like a boss. Yeah. I've got Suffer Ooh. The Masses from Flotsam and Jetsam.
That'd be a Jason Newsted.
Thank you. Yeah. Because that's what's going to happen. No, that was right after Newsted left. Okay. But yeah, it's a great song. Suffer the Masses. Jim, you got another
one? I'm thinking one? Of one. I'm thinking of some more selections now. So you guys keep going. I'll kick in one whenever I can come up with one.
Okay, Bryce.
I have Gilded Cunt by
You know
Riddle
what? I think
Filth.
We have a fucking winner. I don't know.
I like it.
Gilded Cunt.
That nothing embodies Donald Trump.
True.
Like a gilded cunt.
Well, he is the embodiment.
Exactly.
Okay. I've got Blackened by Metallica.
Yeah.
Blackened is the end.
Sanitarium also would be a good selection because, I mean, fuck. Watching the swearing in ceremony, the only other time in my life where I have felt that sense of delusion was, and this is with no hyperbole, when I saw live on the news the towers falling, because in my mind it was like this was like a bad movie. This was like this. There's no way this can actually be happening right now. Like, I'm having a stroke, or somebody made like a really realistic movie that. You know,
does this smell like burning toast?
One person that we've not seen through the course of this entire thing, and I'm really hoping he's behind it. Ashton Kutcher. This would be the greatest. I mean, at that point, you just have to bend down and be like, "All right, this motherfucker, he's on some other level shit."
Hey, I just thought of one that's not really for Trump, but for Kellyanne Conway, Master of Puppets.
I think
Master of Puppets,
Hunt,
I'm pulling your strings. someone suggested this to me, and I just really liked it. The Oompa Loompa
song.
Okay,
yeah. A little on the orange nose, but I'm fine with that.
Also suggested to me was from Ugly Kid Joe, I Hate Everything About You.
So this is a dedication from Donald Trump to America. This is Fuck Her Gently by Tenacious D.
As long as he can add the line, grab her by the pussy.
I love how scream it outside the box to think about songs Trump to the... Damn, man, you're good. You're fucking good. Yes, hats off to you.
Well done, sir. Well done. I've got four more, and they all kind of tie together, but I think it's very...
Just rapid fire, and they all tie together.
So here we go.
That was on my list,
Four
too,
Horsemen by Metallica. Symphony of Destruction by Megadeth.
That almost made my list as well.
Paint It Black by the Rolling Stones. And this is... I've said this song a bunch today, but this really ties it all. God Hates Us All
by Slayer.
No, and when you consider the fact that, you know, our commander in douche is incapable. Yeah, excuse me,
our Twitter in chief. Okay.
Our
Twitter in chief. I think... I got to hand it to you, Bryce. I think you got it with Gilded Cunt.
Yeah.
I think that's perfect. That's going to encompass his
entire
presidency.
Yeah.
And I think it's monarch in chief
now. I like to
now,
see Trump.
Actually,
I like to see Trump in the monarch costume from the Venture Brothers. You know, with the wings and the bad mustache.
How long do you think he starts wearing a black robe?
Maybe a very small and very localized mustache above his just between the nostrils. Yeah, a little Charlie Chaplin.
Yeah, right there. When do you think we'll hear the first Congress member die by electrocution?
Not soon enough.
Absolute power.
Yeah, how long before he starts wearing a hooded robe?
Like, so sad
all the fuck time.
Starts blaming the Jedi for all the problems. The Jedi betraying America. So sad.
I mean the Democrats. Build that wall.
The Jedi are terrible. Everyone says so. Trust me.
Did you
I've
guys
got
see
huge
that
hands.
Mexican beer commercial that was making fun of Trump's
I read about
wall.
It, but I haven't
oh
seen it.
Oh my God,
yeah.
It was so funny. So basically, there's they show this wall. It looks really fucking huge, and they show like four guys in America and four guys in Mexico, and they start walking together, and they meet at the wall, and it's about 6 inches off the ground, and they start sharing beers
That's
and hopping back
awesome.
And forth.
I just want to know, my big question throughout this whole thing and all the wall talk is, why does Trump hate tacos? Tacos
he
are delicious.
Tacos at Trump Towers, all right?
Those aren't tacos. Those are Trump truncos.
Yeah.
Brought to you by Trump Steaks.
They're delicious. They're nutritious.
The
Everyone says so.
The toppings are huge.
They're huge.
They're the greatest.
Top it with Trump salsa. You'll love it. Everyone
the
says
ground
so.
Beef with all the seasonings
Trust me.
In it kind of looks like his complexion. So maybe that's where the anger and the animosity is towards all that.
Just orange and melty.
Every time they bring him a taco bowl, he's like, why did you guys bring me a mirror?
I said this, I know how good I look. In the last show, and it's an ongoing process. I'm trying to add more and more to it. But the fact that Donald Trump has become such a presence on the internet with all the social media, that he's eventually going to turn all government agencies into or focus them all on the internet. So Facebook, I'm sorry, FBI is going to become Facebook Investigations. The CIA is going to become what did I have that as? Curious Instagram agency. Baby.
Analysis.
And of course, ATF will always be angry Twitter feed. So, you know, and they're going to try and get all the other acronyms for various groups together. I'm working on the NRA and the TSA and stuff like that. So the DEA, yeah.
What about the DEA?
I'm going to get them all together, but they all have to have some kind of grounding in social media.
DEA. Democrat Enforcement Agency.
It's
going to
have like a Twitter or a Grindr or a some kind of social media weaved into there somehow.
Wouldn't TSA be Tinder support
maybe,
agency?
Maybe. Ooh, it's got legs, like as they say in the industry. Unfortunately, I got to get going. I got to head off to my day job. You know, while we're still... No problem.
Jim, thank you so much. We love... It's been too long since we've all gotten together, and it's been too long since you and I have had a chat. Thank you for making me laugh. You take care of yourself, buddy.
I'm back there the next couple of months. We'll have a live show all in the same room. Maybe do a movie commentary. We'll do it upright.
Dude, we'll do a bunch of shows, so that way we can all take like a month off.
We'll do another Willow. We'll destroy.
Yeah, do you have another movie from your childhood that we can just? Yeah.
I mean, assuming we're all. I mean, you're going to be in like that restricted zone, so it'll be a little bit difficult to gain access.
Yeah, we're going to have to do it someplace else.
Yeah, we're going to have to sneak you in the underground.
You know, the
Railroad.
Kingdom Hall has a boogie night. You know that
something else we. Something else that we need to talk about. Now that you've made the announcement, we got to talk about someone's becoming a father.
Yes.
So we got to talk about that. So maybe we'll try that next week.
Yep.
Until then, Jim, take care of yourself. Bryce, pleasure as always. And to our listeners, thanks so much for supporting us and listening. We'll see you next week.
See ya.
Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcasters.